Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Deep in the remote wilderness of Arunachal Pradesh, a team of researchers has made a groundbreaking discovery that is sending shockwaves through the botanical community: the rediscovery of Vaccinium pilliferum, a wild blueberry relative, after an astonishing 188 years. First, let us set the stage for this remarkable find. The story begins with the first recording of Vaccinium pilliferum in 1836, and now, researchers from the Society for Education and Environmental Development, that is the SEED, and the CSIR Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, or NAIST, have located only 16 individual plants in Vijjengar, Changlang district, near the tributaries of the Noading River. This rediscovery underscores Arunachal Pradesh's status as a lost and found frontier of botanical exploration, where the remote terrain, dense forest cover, and limited road access continue to conceal species long thought extinct. What makes this significant is that Vaccinium pilliferum is a member of the heath family and a close relative of the cultivated blueberry. Its rediscovery widens India's known genetic pool of wild crop relatives, which are vital reservoirs for breeding climate-resilient food crops. Building on this, the plant belongs to the family Ericaceae, a globally important family of flowering plants that includes blueberries, cranberries, rhododendrons, and heathers. Crucially, members of this family are typically indicators of acidic, well-drained soils. And here is something that surprises many students: rhododendron, which is part of the Ericaceae family, is the national flower of Sikkim and the state flower of Himachal Pradesh. Many Ericaceae species form symbiotic associations with mycorrhizal fungi, allowing growth on nutrient-poor soils. Now, let us turn to the rediscovery site, Vijjengar, an extremely remote settlement in Changlang district, Arunachal Pradesh, accessible mainly by helicopter from Miao, or a foot trek of approximately 157 kilometers from the nearest road. It is worth pausing here to note that Vijjengar is located near the Namdafa National Park and Tiger Reserve, with the Noading River flowing in the area, a tributary of the Lohit, which joins the Brahmaputra. Namdafa National Park is part of the Eastern Himalayan Biodiversity Hotspot, one of the 36 global biodiversity hotspots identified by Conservation International. Arunachal Pradesh lies in the Himalaya Biodiversity Hotspot, a broader Hindu Kush Himalaya region, renowned for its orchid, amphibian, and mammal diversity, and is a frequent source of new species descriptions and rediscoveries. So, what exactly does this mean for India's biodiversity? The state of Arunachal Pradesh has an area of approximately 83,743 square kilometers, with about 80% forest cover. But why does this matter? Wild relatives of cultivated crops are central to global food security because they carry traits such as drought tolerance, pest resistance, and cold hardiness that domesticated crops have lost. The Commission on Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, or CGRFA, under the Food and Agriculture Organization, and the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, or ITPGRFA, signed in 2001 and ratified by India in 2002, are crucial in this context. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The rediscovery of Vaccinium pilliferum aligns with the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, or KMGBF, Target 9, which focuses on the sustainable use of biodiversity for human well-being. Moving on to what this means for India's biodiversity framework, community-led conservation with Vijjengar's Lisu Yobin community as primary stakeholders is essential. Strengthening the Botanical Survey of India's field documentation in border districts of the Northeast, ex situ conservation through the National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, or NBPGR, under the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, or ICAR, and backup deposits at international gene banks such as the Svalbard Global Seed Vault are all critical steps. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Vaccinium piliferum belongs to the family Ericaceae and the genus Vaccinium, which has approximately 450 species. The plant was first recorded in 1836 by William Griffith and rediscovered in 2026, after 188 years. Note this carefully, the IUCN status of Vaccinium piliferum is endangered. The location of the rediscovery is Vijayanagar, Changlang district, Arunachal Pradesh, with research institutions involved being SEED and CSIR NAIST, and only 16 individual plants have been documented. Remember this number, the family Ericaceae includes blueberry, cranberry, rhododendron, and heather. Rhododendron is the national flower of Sikkim and the state flower of Himachal Pradesh. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering conservation, environmental biodiversity, biotechnology, and food security through wild crop relatives. It is also relevant to GS Paper 1, covering the geography of mountain ecosystems and the Eastern Himalayan region. For prelims, remember Vaccinium piliferum, Namdafa National Park, Noadhing, Itpagrafa, and biodiversity hotspots in India. For mains, focus on the role of wild crop relatives in climate-resilient agriculture and community participation in conservation in border districts. In conclusion, the rediscovery of Vaccinium piliferum is a significant find that highlights the importance of preserving biodiversity and the potential for discovering new species in remote and unexplored regions of India, ultimately contributing to global food security and sustainable development. The conservation of such species and their habitats is crucial for maintaining the delicate balance of our ecosystem and ensuring a resilient food system for future generations.